This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Tonight, the Democratic National Convention opens. President Biden gives the keynote address. Vice President Kamala Harris will accept the Democratic nomination later this week. The AP has been asking Americans how they feel about her. The AP's Donna Water has that.
As Democrats begin their national convention in Chicago today, a new poll shows a steady rise in favorability ratings among Americans as a whole for Vice President Kamala Harris. 48% of adults who answered the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research have a very or somewhat favorable view of Harris. That's up from 39% at the beginning of the summer, before President Joe Biden pulled out of the presidential race. It's also somewhat better than the 41% of adults who say they have a favorable opinion of former president and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Middle East this morning says this is a decisive moment in the effort to get a ceasefire in Gaza.
Probably the best, maybe the last opportunity to get the hostages home, to get a ceasefire, and to put everyone on a better path to enduring peace and security.
Mediators are to meet again this week in Cairo to try to get a ceasefire deal worked out. Ernesto, the storm is heading farther out into the Atlantic, but the National Hurricane Center's David Zielinski says its impact can be felt at beaches from Florida to Maine.
It's not just generating large waves, but it's also generating something we call swell, which are these sort of long period big waves. And those can really contribute to the formation of rip currents along the shore once the swell reaches the coast.
A luxury yacht carrying foreign tourists sank off Sicily in bad weather this morning. One person's dead, six are missing. This is AP News. We're remembering celebrities who've died in the past few days. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
There were a lot of celebrity obituaries in the past week.
How much time do we have?
I'm not sure.
Actor Jenna Rollins died at the age of 94 after battling Alzheimer's disease. She was known for the films The Notebook and A Woman Under the Influence.
And we have an ex and $250.
Hollywood Squares host Peter Marshall died Thursday of kidney failure at the age of 98. Singer Maurice Williams of the Zodiacs has died at the age of 86. Details were not given. Singer Jack Russell of the band Great White has died at the age of 63. Details were not given. And singer Greg Kinn has died of Alzheimer's disease at the age of 75. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.